The new tax law is having a short-term negative effect on profits at the nation's banks. Most, like Bank of America, which reported earnings Wednesday, have announced big one-time charges that cut into profits. But overall, WFAE's David Borak says the new law is a good thing for banks.
Bank of America reported a fourth quarter profit of $2.4 billion. That was about half what it earned a year ago. Blame the new tax law. Here's what happened. Bank of America and other banks keep a pile of old losses on their books called deferred tax assets. These are losses from investments or losses inherited when they bought other companies. Banks typically don't report losses like these all at once, but carry them forward from year to year. If the company has a highly profitable quarter, those losses can be used to reduce profits and taxes. But the new tax law dramatically cuts the maximum corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. That means those old losses aren't worth as much. Under accounting rules, that change has to be reported. So Bank of America wrote off $2.9 billion in value of those deferred tax assets at year's end. That reduced profits, but had no effect on how CEO Brian Moynihan described the quarter to analysts.
This was another strong quarter and year for our company across the board.
Revenues were up, expenses were down, the company is making more loans. And excluding that write-off, profits would have risen too.
We would have reported net income of $21 billion, which is up 18% over a solid 2016. This represents the highest earnings run rate for the company in its history.
Meanwhile, Moynihan says the lower tax rate means higher profits ahead. The question is how B of A and other banks will spend that windfall. CEOs and analysts say they could return some to shareholders through a higher dividend or stock buybacks, which drive up the share price. They could add staff or make other investments in their businesses. Or they could raise pay, as B of A did last month when it announced one-time $1,000 bonuses for many employees. How banks manage those options will be a banking story to watch in 2018. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.